This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Atlantic City at the Millionaire Chess Open. I have with me a Nigerian rising talent. He is a FIDE master, Daniel Anwuli, and he just finished the tournament. How did it go for you?
It was good, but started badly. Had two loss at the beginning of the round, the tournament, and I was still optimistic, and because I had a goal to get 5-7, so I didn't want to beat myself to a loss. So I continued hoping for the best and won my two games. And
so you had 5-7, and you went to
4.5 out of 7. So after losing the first two games, the remaining five games, I was able to get 4.5 out of 5, beating two grandmasters, you know, and making it to the Millionaires Monday. It was stressful, though, but it was good. Yeah, good experience for me.
So you beat Conrad Holt, I believe, and who else? Ivanov?
Ivanov, Alexander. Okay. Yeah, two Americans.
Right, yeah. Right. So this experience, you played last year in the Millionaire Chess Open. How did this experience differ? Did you prepare differently or prepare more than last year?
Last year, it's been a year, like a lot of days ago. And so last year, I was 21-22. You know, with the K factor 40, I was just coming up then, and I just came to see how. I think that was like my major first international event. So it didn't really go well. I think I finished with 4.5/9.
Okay.
Over 50%. 9, because 50%, and again like 60 elo. You know, it was good. Like I had the best African player performance by then. You know, but afterwards I went home, competed, and played a lot of tournaments, played the Dubai Opens and some other international events. And you know, you get stronger as time passes by. So, I didn't really prepare because it was late planning for me.
Okay.
You know, it's not really easy coming all the way from Africa. You have to prepare and do a lot of stuff. So I had to do a lot of stuff and prepare and do this outside chess.
So visa
and all that. So doing it, trying to get the flights and all that, accommodation and all that. So I didn't do any chess. And so coming here, I lost my first two games. Still good for me. I was optimistic. I was like, okay, fine. Since I can still get five, since there's a possibility, I was okay. And I kept on winning and winning. Then I drew a 2500 and defeated a 24 GM, defeated a 25 GM, and made it to the Mondays. And you know, that was it. So from the Mondays, it wasn't too good for me. Had winning positions and I lost them in the rapids. You know, time troubles and everything. But it's okay. It's good. Yeah. It's a good tournament for me. I think I will do better next time. It's just a matter of time. Yeah.
So what did you do from last year, Millionaire? You were 21-1. Now you're 2-4, almost 2-3. What did you do to improve by 200 elo?
You know, when I lost last time, and it was quite painful. You know, you come all the way, you do badly, you watch people win, and it motivates you to do more chess and give more to it. No, reading sometimes isn't fun. Having sleep last night, but you only have the motivations. It's always good for you. You get to sit down all night. Nothing shakes you. So that's been the drive. I see people win, and I talk to myself, hey, I want to win one day. I want to be a GM one day. So so when I see GMs and I see them, I see the difference in their play. I knew I had a lot of work to do because that was like my first international event. None of them got there by luck or by chance. You know, they work it through. So I said, okay, I'm going to devote some nights and hours a day to myself. So I read some books, you know. Then I dwell a lot on computers, you know. So now I think I did a little more.
Well, I know the Nigerian president, Lekan Adeyemi, was here, and he considers you a very bright talent. So you're 18 years old,
I'm
correct?
19.
Yeah. Did you just turn 19?
I turned 19 this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I attained my FIDE Master title when I was 17.
Okay.
And became Nigerian number one when I was 18. I made the national team at age 19, and that was it.
So what are your plans now? I hear you're talking to different people about opportunities, maybe abroad, maybe in the U.S. So what plans, what would you like to do from here?
Basically, you know, you get to a point, it becomes harder. You could easily pop from 20,000 to 2,300. It's easy. Sometimes it's good once, boom, one tournament, and you're there, and you stay with But, you know, when you get to some level, you need a different level of chess. You need different surrounding, platform, exposure, group of carnival players. You know, you don't if you stay around 2200 for a whole year, you're not going to learn anything.
Right.
And
right.
Improvement in chess, with what I understand, it's not, in my own opinion, it's not really about just reading. Because when you read and you don't compete, you get to forget at some point. But when you compete, you don't forget what you play. Either
right.
you win or you lose. That's the experience that will make people stronger. So no matter how much you're in Africa and you're reading, you don't have to play, then you don't play strong players who have read the same thing and battle it out. You know, the idea just fades off and you just forget. So basically, I know the way forward to get a Grandmaster title, so I have 2 international master norm, and I'm just hoping to get the last one, you know. But it's hard in Africa. You don't get norm events. You just get little open events. You know, less
in the zone or sub-zone.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and generally, I don't have plans to get my title. I really chase the rating. That's
right,
my plan.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just like the ratings. I don't really think too much about the titles. I feel like it's going to fall in place. And I just want to build my ratings. And I know there's no how you're going to build your ratings. And I don't mind being a 2500 and being an IM than being a GM and being a 2400, you know. I prefer the rating, so I just need a platform where, you know, you jump into a pool of players and you are the least, you know, you are the least player there. Not where you go to a tournament and you're 2300 and everybody else 21, 22, you know. It doesn't really, sometimes you don't lose a game, but you get to lose rating points, like you get to draw. Yeah, you know, you play a tournament, like I played some tournament back there in Nigeria, so 7 rounds I had I think I had 2 draws and I won the rest. I had 3 draws and I won 4 games and I lost points. So you know, somehow, so you really have to play where you have to learn from people. You don't play where people learn from you, because you get to the level, it becomes stagnant. Okay, fine, you're going to read, you're going to have ideas, but you need to practicalize it. You need to play it and lose. When you lose, you learn. You don't forget easily when you lose.
Right.
Okay, but when you play 2100, they make mistakes, maybe move 12 or 13 and you wrap them up and you're happy. And sometimes too, they wrap you up, you know, it's good. Anybody could get their chances too. But, you know, when you struggle that with stronger players, it makes you harden. And we don't really have so much opportunity like that in Africa. We have good players, but good players are not being enough. You know, they have to harden up. The talents are there, but if you don't play it, you don't compete and play lots of games, you're not going to harden up. I think that's just the difference with being talented and being hardened, because you can be good, tactical and everything, but being hardened is the difference. Like when you play these guys, they're just too, they don't want to give up easily. You have to crush them. Even when they're dying, if you give them a chance, that they just wake up. And
they wake up, yeah.
So that's the difference.
You.
Sometimes it's 2200 holding a 2500, them to death and everything, but just one slight distraction and it's off. And so I think the difference is the level of concentration, experience, and exposure, I think. So I really plan to see how I can get more exposure and more to, because I know staying in Africa, it's harder for me.
So do you have plans? Maybe some ideas of maybe going abroad for university or university studies?
I got some contacts and offers. You know, I just have to take my time and look at I just have to take my time, actually. It's a good one, because basically if you study in here, or you stay here, or you come here for some time, you don't go back the same way. You get stronger. There's no how. So I have a plan to move down here, but basically my plan is just to arrange everything, arrange it well, and know if I'm going to come, if I'm going to study here, if I'm going to come get a gym or something. You know, it's just a matter of time. But I'm really considering coming here and improving my game. You know, I'm not thinking of leaving my country. My country is like my pride. So I just,
of course.
Yeah, so I want to be a GM and call back and show people how to be a
of
GM.
Course.
So I know if Nigeria has one GM, we could have GMs. Like, it's going to be everywhere. Turkey at some point never had any GM. I think we even had higher, more rated title players than Turkey. But you know, something is just open ways. You know, when you have one GM in Nigeria, and everybody knew you when you were coming up. So when you go, you could easily let them understand that, okay, you could be this, but you just need to do this and do that. So I really want Nigerian chess to improve. But I know for you to get what it takes to be a GM, you have to go out there. And I think I'm chasing that like a quest. Yeah.
Well, you're young enough and certainly ambitious enough to to earn the GM title. And Nigeria, for a long time, has had a lot of talented players and have been consistent as a federation, and I'm sure they're going to support you in your effort. So if you need any kind of support or advice in making that transition to college, university, I'm a university professor, so I can give you advice. I did the same thing for Simatoi when he came here. He went to UT Dallas.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, so certainly we'll, you know, support you in your efforts, and I'd just like to say good luck and hope to see you, you know, in the U.S. playing and getting these norms.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah.
All right, well, safe travels when you go back to Nigeria, and we'll be seeing you hopefully in the future.
Yeah, definitely. In the nearest future, you know, you're basically, I need support and sponsors. Yeah. It's harder coming all the way to come here and play and go back and play.
Exactly.
Basically the restriction is sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
That's basic sponsorship because the government isn't doing so well.
Right.
For Nigeria. So anything that's happening is basically from private sources. And, you know, you just have to do things yourself. So if you're chasing anything, you're chasing it under your own, from your pockets, okay? So I'm being optimistic. Everything's going to be fine. I'm going to get my grandmaster title in a couple of...
I think so. You just have to keep the focus and keep your eye, you know, on that prize and then focus.
Yeah.
And then... If you're in a situation where you're at a university that has a chess program, obviously it's more supportive than if you just go to a university and study. You know, there are several schools with chess programs here, and so you're able to play chess, study chess, and then also do your studies.
Yeah, so, I was able to meet some individuals, very important individuals. I think one from UTD, I got one from UMBC, they all sent me mails, and they're willing to help, support. You know, so many people want to help because they know it's harder in Africa to get opportunities. So they really want to support. So I just need to take my time and look at the opportunities and how everything works out well. And,
all right.
So I never knew you in UTD. UTD, right?
I was not. I'm at another university in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So I teach at Florida A&M University, but we don't have a chess program there.
I think UMBC and UTD, it's good stuff.
And then Webster, and then Texas Tech, and then University of Texas at Brownsville. You have several schools with programs. And then the major schools have chess clubs, too. So they have a collegiate tournament in the U.S. where all the university teams get together. And
I see it all the time. You know, you see a lot of GMs, students, 26, 25, some of them come there and they're like IMs or FMs.
Right.
And in a couple of years, they're just, you know, it just says what you need to apply. There's nobody that can be a GM. It's just the hard work and the opportunity. Now, but working it is a lot. Then if you're willing to give it the time and the energy alongside with having the opportunity and platform, to compete continuously, I think you're good to go. So that's what I'm chasing, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right then. Well, good luck and safe travels going back to Nigeria.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is Daim Shabazz, and we are signing off in Atlantic City.